Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, good morning, everybody. Bobby here. I'm down at a field here in County Offaly. Yes, you guessed it. I'm at the ploughing. I'm going to talk to a whole lot of individuals now to discuss the future of farming and where farming's at. I'm firstly delighted to be joined by Eoin Lowry from the Bank of Ireland. Eoin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Isn't it wonderful, the buzz that's here, Eoin? Like, this is day two. The weather isn't great, but people are just trucking around out there, working through it, and there's a really good buzz here.
Look, there's a fantastic atmosphere here today. Farmers are in great mood. They've had a fantastic year, you know, all things being relative. The weather has played ball. Prices have taken a bounce. Costs of inputs are relatively stable, and they're in a great position. I suppose they're out here today looking at how they can invest in their farms.
And when you look at the sector, the totality of farming, you know, it varies from year to year. Milk is strong. Beef has had challenges. Tillage, you know, it comes, it goes. Do you look at them in totality, or do you always drill down into the specifics?
I suppose when we look across global agriculture, because that's really what drives prices here in Ireland, we have seen a huge uplift in prices of agri-commodities across the world. That's been driven by simple economics, supply and demand. Supply is in really tight supply, driven by poor weather events in various key producing regions of agriculture, but also demand is remaining relatively stable and increasing in some regions. So that's really driving prices. What we're seeing, I suppose, meat prices have increased. That's reflected in on farm levels, where beef prices are up about 30%. Grain prices are relatively stable. They're not haven't increased over the past 12 months, but we've also seen dairy prices increase by about 30%. So we're projecting that farm incomes this year will be up around 30 to 40% depending on the enterprise.
But inputs are up as well.
Inputs, according to the CSO, are relatively stable, okay. but they are up compared to where they were 5 years ago. So I think what we're going to see is, like, farm incomes will be up this year, but really the opportunity for farm prices to drive on again is probably, there's much more on the downside risk than the upside opportunity.
So what's not to like then? Why isn't everybody a farmer?
Look, one of the biggest challenges with farming is it has its ups and downs. It's a really volatile sector. We have an aging demographic of farmers. The average age of farmers now is 60. That is a big challenge for the sector. We really need to encourage more young farmers into this sector. And one way we're going to do that is if income viability is there and prices of commodities such as grain, beef and dairy remain high.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the show Kevin Cooney. He's a farmer from South Tipperary. Now, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about the future of farming in terms of succession, passing on farms. But you're somebody who leases land, and I think our listeners would be very interested to know how that works.
Yeah, so we run two dairy units, both leased, and we lease a heifer block as well, so the majority of our land is leased. So we're in long-term leases, some 15 years, which gives us great security in the business. And I think succession is a challenge, but I think anybody who wants to go farming in the next few years, the opportunity is going to be enormous for them.
And, you know, leasing a farm is probably no different to leasing a building, in the sense that, you know, somebody else owns the asset ultimately. You make your money, but your rent is built into your costs.
Yeah, that's correct. And look, that's the same. It is built into our costs. But look, we saw this as an opportunity to grow our business. I'm not from a large farm, so my father milked maybe 100 cows, and we had a 60-acre farm, and we expanded in various ways before we moved to bigger blocks. And I suppose the long-term leasing came in at that time with tax incentives for landowners as well, which has really helped the process. And us to get her longer leases. And look, we'd have good relationship with landowners,
yeah.
And it's probably the same as a business lease.
And when you talk about scaling the business, like any business, you know, the more blocks of land you lease, are there common efficiencies if you're running three farms?
Yeah, administration and all that. So, yeah, my wife would have worked in Abbott Vascular for a long time in Clonmel, and she'd a lot of experience. And a number of years ago, we grew the business far enough that she was able to come back into the business full time. So that is, as well as a business side, that has really improved our family life. We were two busy people up until then. So, yeah, that's been good.
I'd say you're still busy. Amy Coonan is with us. Now, Amy, you're very welcome to the programme. How are you?
I'm good now, thank you.
Somebody told me you were a farming influencer. Is that true?
Incorrect. I do a little bit on TikTok and YouTube, yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself first and indeed your business.
Yeah, so I would have went to UCD, graduated from ag. I'm working in the ag industry and we're farming as well on the side. So dairy, calf to beef and suckling.
Now you were telling me earlier about a TY initiative sponsored by your company, which sounded really interesting. Maybe tell our listeners about it if you would.
Yeah, so I work with ABP, so I'm here at the Ploughing Championships today with the Certified Irish Angus. So basically Certified Irish Angus run a competition where schools across the country enter in a project and try and win the opportunity to get calves supplied to them. So they rear them calves then through and they bring them to, I suppose, be processed with ABP. And it's a fantastic opportunity. They learn, I suppose, all about agriculture, about the farming industry, and it just instills that love for agriculture really young in transition year.
What a lovely idea.
Yeah, so those calves are there for them. They rear them on their own farm. So they pick one farm out of the group of four or five students and they rear them right through. They look after them for the 2 years and then they bring them through and they get the check, I suppose, at the end of it, which is an added bonus. It's great, yeah.
We've heard a lot about challenges around young people entering farming. There's a lot of young people here at the Ploughing. It seems to me that there's no shortage of interest. What are the barriers to young people entering farming?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. It's something that people have commented on a lot here today, is the amount of young people that are starting to have an interest in agriculture. I suppose it's probably just to get them access to it from a young age. And if they're not from a farming background, it's projects like what the Certified Irish Angus are doing, is to get them involved in at a young age, that they know what they're doing. And then also, I suppose, there's lots of different young farmer initiatives going on that you can bring them into it. And I suppose support them with both advice and financially to get them up and running.
And you'd be saying that social media is also important in farming.
I think so. I think it's important just to show people, maybe, especially those that aren't from a farming background, what goes on, like how much work and effort goes into getting your food on the table, where it comes from, how long it takes, and I suppose the love that we put into it as farmers right throughout their lifetime.
Now up next, Kieran McLaughlin. He's the head of Ag Science up in UCD. Tell me, first of all, Ag Science Society in UCD, there can't be too many D4 lads in it.
Funny enough, now there's everyone and anyone in it. So we've everyone from D4s to international students, and of course you're every culture lad from down the country. So no, it's great. There's a great variety of everyone.
So how many are in the society?
Currently this year, I'd be predicting we're up around 1,400 or 1,500 members.
Wow. As somebody from a farming background, Kieran, what are your thoughts on the future of farming?
Personally, my thoughts are bright for the future of farming. Yes, there is always the issues of succession, and you also have uncertainties of prices, etc. Anyone can say that. But at the end of the day, you have to produce food, and you have to produce quality food, and that's something that, as a country, Ireland is exceptional at doing. And so I would see no reason why it shouldn't be bright, especially with so many great minds being invested into the industry. And I can see that not just from UCD, but across the whole sector. But I would take bias into the professions that do come out of our college.
And finally, tell me then about the society. I believe you raise a lot of money for charity.
Yeah, so each year we raise money for charity. Last year we raised 40,000 under the guidance of Maeve Cooper as our auditor. And if I accumulate over the last, say, 3 years that I've been in UCD alone, there's a total sum of nearly 170,000 raised for charities. So this year, look, we're looking to network and connect with as many companies and identities throughout this upcoming year. So we really would like to reach out a hand and say, look, if anyone wants to work with us and anyone wants to even partner with us in any regard, we'd love to have them, because it really would mean a lot to the students and to the broader industry and sector.
And they'll have a bit of crack as well.
Of course, thanks a bit.
Kieran, thanks for joining us. Now, finally, I want to talk to Fiona O'Donnell. Fiona is a dairy farmer, together with her husband, Eddie. and she's milking on two platforms down there in South Tipperary in the wonderful village of Golden or near it. Tell me about your farm and tell me about life in your business.
Well, I'm farming in Golden, County Tipperary with my husband Eddie and my three children, Murrin, Maeve and Eddie, and Eddie's parents, Nora and Dennis. We're actually farming across three milking platforms, and we are really lucky to have a fantastic team and staff around us. We have a spring calving grass-based system, and I suppose my previous background, I would have worked in finance for a number of years, and I came back to the farm full-time then about 4 years ago. So I have one foot inside the farm gate, and I suppose I've experienced another foot outside the farm gate.
But bringing finance and a financial qualification to a farm must be a huge asset.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, the skill sets that women bring on a farm is often under-recognised and undervalued. I would have had a wide range of experience in my banking career, you know, dealing with budgets, farm budgets, in particular with farming families. So, you know, I suppose I definitely had a lot of inside knowledge gained over the years, and I suppose I saw different ways of doing things, and I brought a different perspective to the farm. There's no doubt about that.
Now, Eddie is a farmer of the year. How did he gain that accolade?
I suppose we would really focus on our farm on grass management and grass measurement. It's, you know, the cornerstone of our profitability on farm, and always has been. And Eddie would have honed in on that over the years. You know, his own father was an excellent farmer, and Eddie would have taken over the reins. And he was lucky as well, I suppose, that Eddie's parents would have been very, you know, forward-thinking and would have not so much relinquished control, but have, you know, given him access to lots of responsibility when he was young, when he took over the farm. And as a result, you know, he gained knowledge, and he also was very fortunate as well to be involved in Chagas and to gain research knowledge there at the coalface and to bring that to the farm.
And when you talk about grass management there, good grass management obviously means much increased profitability.
Absolutely, it certainly does. You know, we recently had a Zoom there with Dairy Women Ireland, another organisation I'm involved in, I'm vice president of it. And we were just going through how to use Pasture Base Ireland for those who want to navigate the system. We've also run a number of farm walks on farm for women involved in farming. Grass measuring, without a doubt, is essential to the profitability on farm. It's the lowest cost feed you can feed your animals. And I suppose that's our unique competitive advantage in Ireland, is our grass-fed animals. So, you know, and we're producing premium quality milk as a result from feeding grass to our animals.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks very much for joining us, Fiona. Sounds like a great business that you have down there in Golden. So best of luck with it all.
Thank you for that.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.